This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tornadoes overnight in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, and the bad weather's not over. The AP's Donna Warder.
Storms throughout the Midwest continued early Wednesday, bringing heavy rain, gusty winds, and tornadoes. Hours earlier, tornadoes were spotted in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, where a Portage resident named Dave tells WZZM he realized he needed to get to a safer part of the house.
I saw the wind blowing from one direction, then immediately turned to another direction. I said, no, that's not right. And then headed for the basement.
At one point, about 50 people were trapped inside a FedEx facility in Portage because of downed power lines. A company spokesperson says they're all okay now. I'm Donna Warder.
This morning, police are clearing a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., after protesters marched to University President Ellen Granberg's home. There's word the U.S. held up a shipment of bombs to Israel last week. The concern was that Israel was considering a full-scale assault on the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. It's a day off for Donald Trump's hush money trial. Stormy Daniels expected to return to the witness stand tomorrow. Meanwhile, New York City says it's ready if Donald Trump is sent to jail for violating a gag order. The AP's Julie Walker.
With the judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial threatening to send him to jail if he violates the limited gag order again, he's already been fined $10,000. Mayor Eric Adams says the city's jail system will be ready. The Democrat says corrections officials have discussed the possibility of having to house the former president and Republican frontrunner for the office at Rikers Island. Julie Walker, New York.
Seven people dead and nearly 40 others still missing after a building collapsed in South Africa. This is AP News. A change for the Boy Scouts. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The 114-year-old organization will now be called Scouting America. It emerged from bankruptcy last year after claims of sexual abuse and complaints about inclusion involving gay scouts and members who are girls. CEO Roger Crone says the name change sends a message.
They can come to this program. They can bring their authentic self. They can be who they are. They will be welcomed here.
Dallas area Eagle Scout Lois Alvar says the change to Scouting America can help change minds about girls and young women in the ranks.
It wasn't just other scouts that were trying to put us down, but also some adults who were still not open to it.
Georgia Republican Congressman Andrew Clyde said on X, formerly Twitter, he doesn't like the name change, saying wokeness destroys everything it touches. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.